Hey, you're listening to Block Thinking with Werner Puchert and Jonathan Gall.
Hey, Jono.
Hey.
So, Jonathan, the reason we're doing this little announcement or mini episode is that there's going to be a few little small changes to the format of the show as we go forward into September.
Exactly.
But we wanted to let you guys know that there is no dodgy changes. It's just life happening. So, Jonathan, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be up to in the next few months?
So, long story short, first thing is that we are going to run a workshop together at the Product Development Days in Krakow. And the workshops will be called How Do I Make the Most Out of My UX UI Design Team?
So, Jonathan, you are very much the leader of this workshop. I'm just basking in your glory here. And it's actually a topic that came up in a lot of the interviews that we've done up to this point. It's really about the communication between the design team and then other members of the team. And when I say other members of the team, it could be the wider business, it could be in the product development team itself, it could be with technology people. So, I mean, I would argue this workshop is dedicated to people who have to work with designers every day and want to know how to communicate with them and then also get the best out of their design team.
We designed this workshop in three parts. The first one is how to build and develop a team with the right cast. Then we'll discuss about the tools and instruments that you will need to improve your workflow in your UX UI team. And finally, the last part will be focused on your company and make them understand how to leverage your UX UI team in order to create a better product.
Cool. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys in Krakow. Hopefully this topic will be of interest. If there's any more questions, I would advise you to give Jonathan a little bit of a tweet on Twitter where he's most active. Jonathan, what is your Twitter handle again?
So it's ODAJAY.
Exactly. Tweet him and then also check out the Product Development Days website. www.productdevelopmentdays.com. We'll be there. Shake our hands. Come slap us around a little bit. If you don't like the show, if you have some suggestions, that'll be awesome. So looking forward to meeting some of you guys at Product Development Days in Krakow. And then we need to talk about something else, Jonathan, something that's a little bit sad for me and my soul, but then things change. But the thing is, friendships remain intact, and that's always super important.
So my little business is growing, Werner, as you know, and I need to focus on it, to nurture it. And because of that reason, I'm going to be less active on the podcast. So when we start Block Thinking, around a year ago now.
1 year. It's crazy. Yeah. It's insane.
Crazy, right? I actually left my full-time employment to focus on creating my own things. And creating my own things meant improving my skills, meeting a lot of professionals in the industry. And thanks to all the stuff that I learned from you, Werner, from all our guests, from my meetings, from my freelance work, my activities, actually, my little enterprise is actually growing. And it means that I need to get much more focused on it. So I need to make sacrifices. You will hear from me time to time in Block Thinking. We might have some casual interviews with guests when the timing works for both of us. And I will continue to maintain some of our social presence on Twitter and Instagram.
I mean, you are the Twitter machine, basically.
I won't say machine, but yeah, I do enjoy Twitter. So yeah, that's the story, folks.
Jonathan, Block Thinking is this platform that we created, like you said, a year ago. I think we were both kind of in two different places back then, and it worked really well. What I'm proud of is that we learned a lot through this platform. I'm sad to not be able to share some of these interviews with you going forward. But then also, I know that you just, for me, you're just a tweet away. And also, you are still involved in the show. You're one of the founders of what we are doing, still the DNA. We have two shows now in the background coming up that has my voice in it, but your involvement is still there because you produced half of them because of my horrible editing skills. But moving forward, of course, you're not excluded, but there's going to be a few changes, a little bit of experimentation. The platform, I think, is there. It's still in its infancy. So for me personally, where I'm at now, I don't want to let it go. I fully understand where you're going with your career and with your little business. I've seen it evolve. I've seen the pressures you're under, and it's amazing to see you grow. definitely going to support some of your future ventures. There's a one or two secrets that Jonathan is not revealing currently in this conversation, but we'll get to those when he ships them. And then hopefully we'll get the feedback from the audience, and I still think there's lots that us as Block Thinking can do to align a little bit more with the community that we aim to serve. We've got some amazing support, but I still feel like we're sitting outside this community, not in it. And the community is the awesome designers within Central Europe. A lot needs to be done to align with that community. So that's definitely going to happen. But like I say, there's going to be a few hits and a few misses. But this awesome little platform that we've built, we can't just switch it off. So it's going to go forward. Jonathan will pop in now and then for sure. I'll be at the helm with a few supporting acts along the way. And yeah, let's see what happens. Jonathan, I mean, you've been a driving force. You've been the guy who kept me straight on the straight and narrow, getting all the guests on, doing a lot of the work, doing a lot of the editing. I just want to say to you, dude, thank you so much. It was an honor working with you. And who knows, you might come back. So the world's very interesting. Talking about the format, maybe from December, it would be one show in every 3 weeks. I'm going to try and retain the momentum. I'm going to go through some changes myself. So it's going to be super interesting. I'm announcing it here officially in my social channels, is that I'm leaving my corporate employment to join Jonathan in the ranks of the self-employed.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. Jonathan, I don't know if it's a yay. it's definitely... I've admired what people like you and a lot of our guests have done, right? So I want to see if I can find that inner artist and really focus on what is important for me and move it forward, right? And I know that I have support of my friend Jonathan and a lot of other folks along the way. So that might influence my ability to work and dedicate my time to this wonderful little platform. But I want to retain this platform. I wanted to keep it going. It's just something that I'm really passionate about. And I know you'll be supporting from the sidelines and also actively, Jonathan. So yeah, I think that is all our announcements for now, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot for a mini episode. So to sum up, number one, we're going to be at Product Development Days at the end of October with a small workshop. So if you know of people who are unable to communicate with their design team or don't see the value, this workshop would be for those people. Second point is we're changing up the format a little bit. We're saying goodbye to a very good friend and co-host, Jonathan Gull. Jonathan, once again, the best going forward. Third thing is we would love feedback. Fourth thing is thank you so much for listening to this show. Thank you for the support.
And let the story continue.
Thanks for listening to Block Thinking. You can find more information and the show notes for this episode at www.blockthinking.com. That is blockthinking without the K.com. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast platforms. We thrive on critique, so feel free to leave comments on iTunes or get hold of us directly. Thanks for listening.
Exactly. Tweet him. And then also check out the Product Development Days website, www.productdevelop.com.
Yeah.
It's not, it's what's the website?